only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com.
Local jobs that work.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
This is 2020.
When I'm with you, it doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing. I'm with you, that's all that matters. Time passes much too quickly when we're together laughing. I wish I could sing it to you. I wish I could sing it to you. Words to say when I kiss you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. In the race for the White House, some winners at pulling in the cash. President Trump's campaign raising $46 million in the fourth quarter. Democrat Bernie Sanders, $34.5 million, topping former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg raising a whopping $24.7 million. Elizabeth Warren hit $17 million for the final quarter, and Joe Biden with $15 million. Andrew Yang, though, warning not to count him out just yet.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Yang raised $16.5 million. Protests slacking off for now at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq as U.S. bolsters troop levels in the region. 750 on the ground in Kuwait.
Pentagon ordered a full battalion. The U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division is the alert brigade. Has been issued orders to deploy rapidly to Kuwait.
Fox's Steve Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
Pardon us, we just got distracted by a video that can only be described as...
adorable.
Yes.
Let me see if I can get the audio up on this.
You need to get those lights down because that's...
Oh, that's funny.
One of my perfect napping spots.
It's a dog's
tongue. And I need to get back to some serious napping.
That's Hershey. Jolene Roxbury made that.
I love that.
And my friend Marianne found it on her timeline anniversary. And
that's so funny.
I know.
That's hilarious.
Hey, Shumweenie. talking it up here. It is 6:10. I couldn't help but notice a little rain this morning, so let's see how much and what we got going today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar right now. Rain is widespread, and it's about to get a little heavier. So if you do have to commute this morning, I realize a lot of people are off. There's going to be this morning round, then there'll be a lull, then there'll be more later. So risk of showers anytime today. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely by later on this afternoon and this evening, and likely tonight, and periods of rain tomorrow. High today 70, low tonight 61, high tomorrow upper 60s. Parts of our state will see excessive rainfall, like, you know, 4, 5, 6 inches or more. Not us. I think, you know, probably we're more in the 2 to 4 inch range here. Rain tapers off Friday night after midnight. Windy, cold Saturday. Highs in the 50s, low 50s, but you'll swear it's colder. And then wind chills in the 20s by Sunday morning. Right now this morning, light rain out at the airport. Southeast winds at 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 50 at 611.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, I'm going to talk about MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. You know I've been a customer for more than 30 years, and it looks like I'm going to be a customer again.
Yeah, I need to go get my car checked, too.
You see, the day after Christmas, Greg, you're in Florida. I went to GNS, and they were closed Christmas Day and the day after. So I said, oh, no food for me and Jay? I'll stop here at Waffle House. It looks like they got a crowd, but maybe I can get something real quick. Well, I didn't get anything because they were too busy, but on the way out, I had an encounter with one of those poles, those concrete poles, brightly colored yellow. I know that because you can see that on the side panel of my car. And I didn't get one of those fancy alerts, you know, when you back up, beep, 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 or, you know, side alert. It was in a blind spot. Anyway, so I have to go to Montgomery Paint and Body and take care of this issue again. So I'm going to go by and see Donnie, Brandon, and the Turners, and the entire crew at MPB, because they're meticulous at what they do, and I know they're going to take care of me. And I know when I get that phone call that my car is ready to be picked up, it's going to be detailed as well. 27 Rec with a W is the phone number. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard and East Shirley Lane. 27 Rec with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the friends, our friends, and the people that will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
It is 6:13. We have our most electrifying moment of the morning, and it involves a very popular music video. And timeline coming up for the 2th of January. We'll have a cheap and trashy and a conundrum. And, of course, about an hour from now, we'll be launching Jay's Random Facts, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. So it's all ahead. Here's your local news.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Police say a woman was shot in the leg in a New Year's Eve shooting last night. Shots were fired just after 9 o'clock in the 3500 block of Norman Bridge Road. Police say the victim is expected to be okay, and they haven't made any arrests. Happening today in Montgomery, a New Year's Eve tradition continues. The 16th annual Lacey Boy Parade will start at noon on Fairview Avenue at Carver High School and will wind up at the Bellingrath football field. This year's Grand Marshal, Mayor Stephen Reed. And this year's parade remembers Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams, who was shot and killed in November. Last night, the River Region rang in the new year with several events. The city of Wetumpka brought in 2020 with the annual meteor drop and fireworks show at the riverfront of the Coosa River. And in Montgomery, thousands made their way to Riverwalk Stadium for the annual Downtown Countdown and fireworks show. And those are some of your New Year's Day headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks for Alabama News Network. Be sure to watch CBS 8 and ABC 32.
There may have been a hangover or something that prevented us from getting the most current local news.
Time warp submitted for your approval.
But Jay Scott has once again exited the studio to put out Yet another fire.
When will they ever learn?
I don't know.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at IndependentGlassCO.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The William Tell Wake Up at 60 minutes after 6.
Resolve to get in shape and join a gym, but you never stick with it.
I know, and I pay for a full year membership.
This year, get realistic about your resolution and join January Gym, the workout facility that's as temporary as your willpower.
Where is it?
January Gym is located in the Old Circuit City where the Halloween Superstore was in October. And come February, it'll be vacant again.
Does January Gym have all the workout machines I wasn't using properly anyway?
No.
Cool, because weights are heavy, and the TV and the treadmills never have the channels I want, and the spin room's really dark.
Stop making excuses, because you don't need any at the health club that goes away faster than your desire for self-improvement. January Gym.
It's the kind of workout that works out for me.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Right, when it comes to electrifying news, first I have a local story. Our buddy Bolt, Bo Holt.
Yeah.
Went out and recorded 17 consecutive minutes of gunfire in his neighborhood. 17 minutes.
So it wasn't fireworks.
No, it made the news, and there were people, many others, who corroborated that claim.
Wow.
His video actually made it to NBC Network News, from what I understand.
Wow.
And he was featured on a local station. It's not unique to Montgomery. In fact, one of the stations yesterday reported that two people were killed elsewhere in the country by, you know, because a bullet going up,
it's got to come down.
It's going to come down. If it comes down at just the right spot, somebody could get hurt. I watched that last night on the television. The other thing is that, aha. The group AHA.
Take On Me from the 80s?
A revamped 35th anniversary version of Take On Me, remastered in 4K resolution.
Wow.
It stood apart from the video rotating on MTV due to its groundbreaking mix of live action and rotoscoping illustration.
Yeah.
According to the press release, the original 35mm film reels, which provide the source material for the new 4K version of the song, feature subtle differences in a handful of frames. Aha is inviting diehard fans to find these little Easter eggs in a newly restored version. Now, I'm just going to play a little bit of it here, but I'm going to put it on Facebook to see if people can notice the difference. By the way, the conversion YouTube to MP3 downstairs doesn't work.
This is 4K drums, I can tell.
Don't know, it stopped working.
Hear the gun?
Oh, it's just like Montgomery. What a great song.
One of the best ever.
They should have done it in 8K just for the heck of it.
Looked up the young woman in this video.
She's 35 years older now.
Yeah. She's solidly middle-aged.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, of course, is the cartoon guy, who reminds me a little bit of Patrick Swayze. But I still love it. I still think, even though the technology has advanced in so many ways since, that in its time, that was ahead of its time.
That's a great video, right?
Here is Paul, not only our first caller of the year, but the decade.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Listen, I think probably you could say that Montgomery's the safest place around today because obviously everybody's out of ammo.
That's probably one way of looking at it, yeah.
I'm not.
So. But, well, hardly, so
you're
hardly
still dangerous.
Myself.
I'm still very dangerous.
Well, still looking forward to taking you to the range, Greg.
Oh, it's Paul Brown. Well, he would know better than anybody. Yeah, I've got a lot of shooting to do. Maybe this weekend.
Well, let's plan on it. And, of course, we could always postpone if we need to.
Okay. I want to do it.
Right.
That's my only New Year's resolution is to use that pistol.
Okay. But don't look at me when you say that.
Sorry. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. 6:22. Okay, we get through Christmas and New Year's in about 6 weeks. We'll know more specifically from Rich when we, I guess, get the countdown. It's Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And Valentine's Day, once again, what am I going to do? What's going to be different? How can I celebrate the person I love in the most unique way possible? Last year, Mrs. Rutabuddle and I had a 5-year anniversary. I did not know that that was the paper anniversary. I did not know that there were papyrus earrings. Mm. And I bought a pair at Brian Jewelry. Beautiful. And so there's a lot you don't know when you walk in that they can acquaint you with. So
papers what? 5 years?
5 years, yeah. And they almost look like little tiny crystals, but they are...
Filled what
with
10
papyrus.
Years is? Do you know?
Well, I would love to find out because that would mean I'd live another 5 years, and I'll take it. But at Brian Jewelry, they're absolutely nobody's better at learning about the person you're shopping for, making suggestions based on the information you provide, whether it's Valentine's Day, an anniversary, or any other occasion. Of course, the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases. I don't know what's in them. I'm going to be up there Saturday stopping by to say hello to Lynn and Kenny and the gang there. But when you're stuck for an idea, they're the place to go. Start at BrianJewelry.com and browse their inventory. Sign up for their club that saves you $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Our first traffic report of the new decade. And then the timeline for January.
No, the timeline.
The timeline.
You do a decade.
The decade, right.
The timeline.
Followed by...
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Man, the difference a day makes. A lot of folks are headed back to work this morning, and it's obvious because of the volume of traffic on I-65 and 85. Already moderate to some pockets of heavy traffic at times. The interchange downtown moving smoothly, though, this morning. We don't have any problems there. Out on the boulevard, we're already seeing some congestion at the lights at Vaughn Road, Carmichael, I-85 on the East Boulevard. We're seeing a trickle of traffic moving into the town on 31. Out of Prattville, 231 out of Wetumpka and Troy Highway. Use caution. We don't have any accidents reported to us at this time, but we will keep you updated all morning long. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter would like to wish you a happy new year. May 2020 be the best ever for you and your family. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie. 15033.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Rick Astley at 627 with the timeline for January 2nd, 2020. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Right, you are, announcer. It is the second day of the year. Because this is leap year, there are 364 days remaining. It's very thin this morning.
Very thin. Well, we can stretch the soup with a lot of babble.
Okay. It's National Buffet Day. Oh, boy. Why not? I've thrown in the towel. Why not go to a buffet and just get fatter?
I say we meet at the Piccadilly.
Boy, it's been a long time. Remember Morrison's?
Someone's in the kitchen at Morrison's. Had the most depressing Thanksgiving ever at Morrison's. Oh. 1984.
But they had some good food there. National Motivation and Inspiration Day. I'm just not into it. It's National Science Fiction Day. And run it up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes it day.
All right.
That's cool.
On this date in 1906, Willis Carrier received a U.S. patent for the world's first air conditioner. Air conditioners, of course, revolutionized life here in the South. The first air conditioner theater, it was in Montgomery, Alabama, the first in the world on Dexter Avenue, the New Empire Theater, 1911 is the year back on Dexter Avenue. 1959, the Soviet Union, the commies, launch its space probe Luna 1. On this date in 1960, Senator John F. Kennedy announces his candidacy for the U.S. presidency. Let me just say this about that.
Aye.
Remember the jingle? Was it Frank Sinatra? What was it? The Kennedy jingle?
Personality? That was the one.
It was a remake of a song. I can hear it in my mind.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Kennedy. Whatever. 1962. Nighttime version of Password with Alan Ludden premieres on CBS. The password is... Bing! 1974, President signs the law that takes the speed limit down to 55 miles an hour. That was so impossible.
Oh, God. How did we live? And that lasted a long time.
Too long. Did it save any gas? Probably not. It became effective 60 days later. 1971... On this date, 66 football soccer fans killed in a stampede at a stadium in Glasgow, Scotland, as they attempted to lead the game at a, after a late goal by the home team. I just can't imagine the terror of being, you know, seeing a crowd coming at you and being trampled. 1971, George Harrison's album All Things Must Pass started a seven-week run at number one. First solo Beatle to score a number one album. The triple album included My Sweet Lord, What Is Life, a bunch of other stuff, including Isn't It a Pity. What a great song. And that leads us to our song of the day. First one of this year. What was the number one album on the charts right now between Christmas and New Year's in 1976? It was this one. Oh, Eagles. Wow. Hotel California. Side one, cut one, vinyl fans. This is the first week at number one, but it would take the top spot for eight straight weeks. Last album with that the high voice of Randy Meisner before he left, and Timothy B. Schmidt came in and joined the band. Besides their greatest hits album, which is the all-time number one, this album is number one in sales. Biggest selling of their studio albums. It's by the way, the Eagles are going to be on tour starting in February. Three nights in Atlanta start the tour, and they're going to do this album in its entirety. February, three nights, I think February 7th, 8th, 9th. Here's Hotel California, the title cut. And School of Broadcasting students, I would talk it up to this point right here.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway. I heard the mission bell. And I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven and this could be hell. Then she lit up a candle and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor.
It's their best album. I mean, after that, they came out with The Long Run, but it was good, but this was the pinnacle of
their success.
You know,
it's kind of interesting because you're right, Long Run was a good song, but it wasn't as close to being as good as anything on Hotel California.
Yeah.
And they and Fleetwood Mac had the same problem in the same year, 1980. You know, yeah. Mac came out with Tusk, which was not well received. Hard to follow up, like one of the greatest albums ever made.
It is, and one of the reasons they called it The Long Run is because it took forever to produce it, and it just wasn't the inspiration that they had during Hotel California. On this date in 1990, the skipper, Alan Hale, dies of cancer, Gilligan's Island. 2005, Green Day, number one on the album charts with American Idiot. Birthdays, Jim Baker, televangelist, is how old today?
Oh, I'm going to guess 80-something.
He's 80, correct.
Wow.
Jungle Jack Hanna is 73. Which one of those nature guys died this year?
This year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I saw it on one of those memorandums they do every year, that how many people died, and you go, oh, I forgot about that.
The guy
one.
That helped Marlon Perkins?
Yeah. What's his name?
I don't remember. Mutual of Omaha.
The guy named after a country, Cuba Gooding Jr., is 52. Oh, no, that's right. He's 52. He's junior. Cuba Jr. Never mind. Dax Shepard from Parenthood, and he's on a lot of stuff. As Crosby Braverman, he's 45 today. Kate Bosworth from Superman Returns. She was Lois Lane. She's 37 today. You mentioned Valentine's. That's 41 days away. Spring starts in 59 days. The umpires play ball on the MLB opening day of the regular season, just 85 days away. And I did a computation since both of our teams were involved in football yesterday. Both two tough games. 247 days till the first slate of SEC football. That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Well prepared.
Well, no, it's not a matter of not. Let me grab this call.
Oh, go ahead.
Hey. Hey, it's Jim Fowler. The answer's Jim Fowler.
Oh, yeah. He died this year.
This is what's great about our listeners.
Yeah, what's your name?
Hey, my name's Taylor White. Long-time listener. Second time calling.
All right.
Glad you made it
well,
in.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Taylor.
Appreciate that.
Happy New Year, guys. Hey,
got you in for the drawings for tomorrow.
Take care, buddy. No, I'm multitasking because I have you know that thing we play? Hey, let me find it here. It's a really well-done parody.
That thing we play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that?
Yeah, this. All right, so somebody requested the MP3 for that, and I can't find the damn thing.
Oh, jeez.
And I know I found it last week because we played it.
Mm.
So I'm driving myself a little bit nuts, to be quite frank, this morning. So I'm going to continue this, because now I'm in it. I'm going to continue the search until it turns up. So while Rich is busy, I'll keep looking.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It's not only been raining here in Montgomery for a little while, for a couple of hours, and it rained on and off during the night, but the rain is picking up now. I just posted the new radar, and we've got the brighter colors, the brighter yellows moving in. So, morning commuters, not only do you have to go back to work today, you're going to be dealing with some rain. Bring the rain gear. And there's lots of rain in our forecast in the next 48 hours. Risk of showers anytime, but showers and thunderstorms a second round after a little lull in between later on this afternoon and this evening. And becoming likely tonight, breezy, high temperature around 70 today, low tonight around 61. We are not in a severe weather risk in this part of the state yet. I say that because I think we will be included in the marginal risk here, perhaps in a little while when the new outlook comes out in about 23 minutes. Periods of rain tomorrow, high in the upper 60s. Rain tapers off late Friday night after midnight. Windy and cold on Saturday. Highs only in the low 50s. But with the wind, you'll swear it's a lot colder than that. And down to 31 on Sunday morning, but wind chills will be in the 20s. Right now this morning, the rain is falling out at the airport. Temperature is 50 at 6:38.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic. Well, we got a lot of folks on the interstates this morning, 65 and 85 both headed into Montgomery. It is an easy merge down at the 65-85 interchange. We have no problems there this morning. Already seeing congestion at the red lights on the East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, and some folks headed into town on the 31s. We have no accidents reported to us at this time. Buckle up, drive carefully. Case in point, over the weekend, four people in a vehicle had a crash on Rifle Range Road. Three of the people in the vehicle, no seatbelts on. All fatalities. The one person that took the time to buckle up survived. They just save lives, folks. Buckle up. Do your after-Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professionnel, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
All right. Can't take a chance that we'll, because they come to us very quickly. We're talking about New Year's resolutions for work. Aren't we?
Yeah, it's like, you know, getting a raise, learning new work-related skills and stuff like that.
I'm going to learn how to run the board this year. That's fine.
How would you like to move downstairs and relearn that board?
No, I would not.
You don't want it?
No. I hate that board. It's too flat.
How would you like to spend all New Year's Day working on wide orbit?
Working on technical problems?
And technical problems.
Yeah, that was a
like
fun New Year's Day.
Jay did.
How long were you here?
I was not here. I was at home.
But you did
I was,
that remotely. But
I was on the phone for about 2 hours or so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no fun.
Listening to people speak Nicaraguan.
Nicaragua.
Missed the football, right?
Yeah, I totally forgot all about it once we got all that done. Completely forgot.
Did you guys have your dressing? Did you have any dressing?
Yes, I did have mine. It was fantastic. Thank you.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
This is a good time to set New Year's resolutions your career.
Well, about 9 out of 10 people say they have those New Year's resolutions for or goals for their career this year. The top ones are to get a raise, sign me up, and also learn a new work-related skill. Got to wish a Happy New Year to our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Put me on that raise list, too.
Yeah. I got you.
My goal is not to get fired.
That's a good one to have. You can't get a raise.
I like that. You know, cut to the chase. Right. Don't get canned.
Right. That's always
good. Good idea.
Yep.
I like that. I've been very lucky. I've done a little better every year for the whole. This is my 15th year in town. Each year's gotten a little bit better. But there's always, you know, the guy that founded McDonald's, Ray Kroc, allowed only one of those motivational slogans on his wall. Listen carefully, because this works not just for today, but throughout life. When you're green, you'll grow, and when you're ripe, you'll rot. That means keep your approach green. Always be willing to learn something new or add a wrinkle to your act or style.
Didn't we just talk about something? You said, no, I'm never going to learn that again.
You know, this
you did. You said, how'd you like to go back downstairs? I'm never going to learn that
before. We have temporarily lost Jay's audio.
Turned Jay's mic off.
Because I learned how to...
No,
we're talking about a studio downstairs that is just nothing more than a bad idea. And all right, I guess I should learn how to do it.
But
I'm filled with shame.
But you quoted Ray Kroc.
You're learning lessons already. You're already growing in that. You're learning a new skill.
See, you can't teach That's an old all. Bone new tricks.
Sure you can.
You mentioned Ray Kroc. I saw a special over the holidays, which HBO's running on Bill Belichick and Nick Saban and their
friendship. I would like to see that.
And the art of coaching. Their style and their approach, that was inspiring to me.
I personally admire Belichick's fashion sense. I mean, he's you can learn a lot just by watching what he wears.
I hope you're kidding.
No. looks comfortable. That's the whole point, isn't it? We're lucky here.
Right.
I mean, I always put on a nice, colorful, clean shirt for our TV.
That's really
Look at
nice.
My collar is bare. You guys didn't
that's
tell me
that. That's good that you put on a clean shirt.
We're glad he's wearing a shirt.
Catch me April Fools. I may surprise everybody.
Did you make resolutions? Did any of you make resolutions?
I did.
No.
I'm big on resolutions, though. I like them. Yeah. But then again, I think it's because just every day, like just throughout the year, I like to make lists and like check things off. So it's like everybody's making a to-do list now of things they want to do
I do
better
a daily
about.
To-do list.
Yes, okay. Well, then, you know, you could just expand that and think about, like, when I'm done with all these little things, what do I want to have accomplished?
Well, if you do a lot of little things, that's a lot.
Right, but then if you just... Yeah. That's how you accomplish your big... We're getting real deep this morning. How you accomplish the bigger goals. You have to set a resolution and then make the steps. So, like, all the little things you're checking off, for a bigger goal there. So just make a resolution and then check some stuff off.
I'm going back to a strict regiment. You know how what a good boy I tried to be most of the year, going to the gym and eating right. It all went down the tubes during the holidays. I mean, it went straight down the tubes, and they got to start all over again.
I lost 20. I mean,
you're not alone in that. Just consider it a cheat couple of months, and then just get back to it.
Yeah. I know.
But basically, resolutions are a setup for failure, and you don't want to do that to yourself, so you should make realistic goals. Like, I was on keto. I lost about 25 pounds since June. I'm sure I gained a couple of those back because I wanted to enjoy the holiday.
Sure.
But that's an easy thing to retrack and get back on board with.
Mm. I think that just unrealistic resolutions, that's what's a setup for failure.
What's a good example?
There we go. You know, you're not going to lose 100 pounds by February.
Oh, no.
But
right.
You know, you could take some small steps, like maybe I will drink more water throughout the day. Like, that's a small, you know? Yeah. And that's what I mean by, like, the smaller steps. I'm defending my resolutions because I'm big on
them. If you do 10 pounds a month, that's 120 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. 10 pounds a month?
That's a lot, though. That's not easy.
Easy for you. Okay.
All right.
Wow. Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to end it there since he's just 10 pounds a month.
Why not?
Sure, I guess. See, those are those unrealistic goals I'm talking about.
Unrealistic.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day. I'm going to get Ryan a check.
Happy New Year.
Goals over here. Happy New Year to you. If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
That wasn't too bad, considering we're all a little bit stewed out from being off yesterday and all that went on. I didn't even know it was just the two of them today.
Yeah, I think... Andrew worked Christmas week and he got New Year's week off.
I see.
That's the way that's working.
We've got your Fox News replay when we come back. Today's edition of The Cheap and Trashy.
News. I'm Lillian Wu in the race for the White House and winners at pulling in the cash. President Trump's campaign raising $46 million in the fourth quarter. Democrat Bernie Sanders, $34.5 million, topping former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg raising a whopping $24.7 million. Elizabeth Warren hit $17 million for the final quarter and Joe Biden with $15 million. Andrew Yang, though, warning not to count him out just yet.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Yang raised $16.5 million. Protests slacking off for now at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq as U.S. bolsters troop levels in the region. 750 on the ground in Kuwait.
Pentagon ordered a full battalion. The U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division is the alert brigade. Has been issued orders to deploy rapidly to Kuwait.
Fox's Steve Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
Your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Real men of genius. Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Already Broke His Resolution.
Mr. Already Broke His Resolution.
Only you would fold like a well-oiled lawn chair after only a few days of hopelessly doomed self-improvement.
I'm a monument to failure.
With With a chili dog in one hand and a cigarette in the other, you went down faster than George Michael at a highway rest stop.
I can't believe I blew it now.
Maybe you should have started out with something easy, like stop cooking meth in the church parking lot, or stop selling stolen babies on the internet.
I'm lowering my standards.
So go ahead. Keep breaking your New Year's resolutions until you've collected enough Marlboro miles to win a big red house. Because who knows, your alcohol-soaked liver, 200 pounds of fat, and partially collapsed lung may just make it to 2008.
Mr. already broke his resolution.
Well, that was dated, wasn't it? Note to self, removed from system. George Michael's dead.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Human Trash Heap. I'm 3 minutes of it. We are looking for you to check out a video I put on my Facebook page. Aha has posted a revamp 35th anniversary version of the song Take On Me. We certainly hope that you will appreciate it. It's excellently done. You know what I'm saying?
A deadly combination!
Yeah. I haven't seen any response to it yet, but I've noticed a couple of things when we played a bit of it earlier. A sexual assault lawsuit against Kevin Spacey was dismissed after the accuser tragically passed away.
Yeah, this happened. See, man, his little weird videos that he posted on Christmas Eve or whenever it was.
Right, as Frank, from House of Cards,
talked about killing them with kindness.
Yeah.
How old was this kid? I assume he's a kid, right?
I think he was a kid at the time that it happened.
Interesting how this happens, isn't it? In that Hunter Biden is in an Arkansas court, and over the weekend, or maybe early this week, I forget, the judge that was handling the case where he was being sued, he was, you know, the father of the baby of a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
The judge abruptly recused himself.
That's it, I'm out of here.
That's what the judge said. I guess there's a fear of Arkansas going on. Why else? Why else would the judge
Was the judge Ukrainian?
Well, more than likly, if it was dealing with a... it was like a stripper or something, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The plaintiff identified in court records as John Doe had accused Spacey of forcing him to do some unspeakable acts, meaning stuff I can't really repeat on the radio. In September, Spacey's legal team filed a notice of the plaintiff's death. The news comes days after another accuser, author Ari Ben, the ex-husband of Norway's Princess Martha Louise, died by suicide.
Yeah.
It's
creepy.
Two for 1 week. But this is Kevin Spacey. Eddie Murphy will be honored at the Critics' Choice Awards this year. I didn't see it, but I heard his SNL was really...
It was really good.
Yeah. It was funny.
It was, man,
and
fantastic.
It was SNL's biggest night in 35 years for sure.
If you guys would let me know when that's running again, I'd like to take it, because that would be a good throw.
You got the Hulu?
Was it on Hulu?
If you got the Hulu, it's on the Hulu.
Anything
on
NBC,
I got the Hulu.
Good.
Note you can watch it on the Hulu.
Check out the Hulu. This past Tuesday, we told you of the horrible tragedy of Sharon Stone getting booted off Bumble.
All the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Anyway, she reported they closed her account, but nope. Bumble found your account, unblocked you, and ensured it will never happen again.
How's your Bumble account going?
Oh, man. I got 5,000 Bumbles.
I hope not. It's a dating app. I hope you don't.
That's what I get for trying to be hip.
I love your approach, though. If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. That's been used before, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I made that up all by my big self.
Aha! Uh-huh.
They've got a new video out on Take On Me. You know that video has almost reached 1 billion views? That's amazing.
Wow.
That speaks to its popularity and its everlasting. Terry Garr, I saw Young Frankenstein over the last couple of days.
Oh, I love it.
DVR'd
it. I love it.
That's now a Turner classic movie, by the way.
Good.
Young Frankenstein.
It's one of the best comedies of all time.
Absolutely. She is 75 years old. She was hospitalized recently for dehydration, but she has been rehydrated and will be home tomorrow. Madonna and her 25-year-old boyfriend, Alamalalik Williams.
Good attempt. I don't know if you got it wrong or not.
Alamalik.
From Nicaragua?
Nicaragua.
Yeah, she's 61 and shrewish looking. He's 25. He's one of her backup dancers. Apparently that relationship is getting, if I may quote the reporter here, serious. Yeah. Carrie Underwood won't host the CMA Awards next year. After 12 consecutive years, she is stepping aside.
Wow. You could have prepared me for that.
I'm sorry, I just had only so much time.
Throw it out there.
To get ready, I could have made it the most electrifying story of the day.
What a lovely day on the roads. Look at that picture right there.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was raining hard. I just went outside to see. top New Year's resolutions, losing weight, 36%. Save money, 27%. 18% said travel. 8% get a new job or a hobby. Finding love was 7% and making new friends, 4%. That really had nothing to do with cheap and trashy. I just forgot to stop at the last story. Because I am Stu Not Today. Yesterday, I couldn't believe how lazy.
Has she been out?
I think she needs to, but it's raining. But
I know.
Try it.
She seems to pace around like she needs to go.
I'll be right back, guys. Hang on.
Okay. Well, we got to take a break here anyway. Do you remember what the most electrifying... Oh, it was the... Anyway, AHA, their new video, that was their most electrifying story. I just want to take a moment to remind you that anytime you need an electrical repair, an installation, maybe you got something for Christmas that needs to be put together and installed, Mr. Electric is the company to do it. Everybody that's under that umbrella, not only they practice the best in customer relations, but they're different from other service businesses in a number of ways. When you need them for a repair or installation, they give you a time that they'll be there, and that's when they show up. None of this. We had a furniture delivery recently. Well, we'll be there between noon and 4. Swell. So we'll make sure that we have no life for 4 hours until you guys decide to show up. It was one of those rare times when it actually came earlier in the mm-hmm. window than later. But Mr. Electric is there on time. They did the little things like clean their feet before they come into your house. If there's any debris created from the installation or repair they do, they tidy that up for you. So all you're left is with the great result you called for to begin with. And by the way, they give you an upfront price, and that doesn't change. So no games, just great work from Master Certified Technicians. Visit Mr. Electric of Montgomery.com or call 245-1566. Today being the 2nd of January is the day that Friends leaves Netflix, but there's a replacement.
Friends is leaving Netflix, but keep your Netflix subscription and watch the all-new sitcom, Acquaintances, with all your favorite characters, like Russ and Raquel.
We were on a hiatus.
Josh Tribolini.
How you feeling?
Your favorite couple, Monica and Chadler.
Could I be any more of a ripoff?
And the musical stylings of Philomena Buffet in Central Park.
Stinky feline, stinky feline, what are you ingesting?
It's Acquaintances on Netflix. It's not Friends, but it will have to do for now.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a little rain out there this morning. Please slow down, headlights on, and drive carefully. We have a lot of cars on I-65 and 85, mostly moderate to heavy traffic. The interchange looking good downtown. We're seeing some congestion on the Northeast Boulevard from 231 out of Wetumpka over to about Ware's Ferry. And a little congestion at the lights on the East and East South Boulevards this morning. Be careful out there. We have no reported accidents to us at this time. We will keep you updated all morning long. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call Joe Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest.